In March this year, Sydney chiropractor Nimrod Wiener gave a two-hour public talk at his Newport clinic on vaccines. In attendance were a number of young mothers and pregnant women. Speaking to his audience, Mr. Wiener raised questions about the science of vaccines, including safety. He talked about ingredients used in the production of vaccines, including mercury, peanut oils, bacteria, antibiotics, and the use of aborted human fetuses. He also suggested a possible link between childhood vaccines and autism, and explained why homeopathic vaccines were a much safer option. The weekly medical newspaper, Australian Doctor, recorded the session and then asked Mr. Wiener if they could post his talk online. He declined the offer, but Australian Doctor posted it anyway, saying it was in the public's interest. Dr. Steve Hambleton is the president of the Australian Medical Association.
I'm just appalled by that language. You know, I can't believe someone who presents himself as a health professional would publicly say that sort of stuff when it's patently and completely wrong.
Dr. Hambleton has also labelled Mr. Wiener's comments as irresponsible.
He claims to be to have some credentials in this area, but a simple internet search and a read of the documents would prove that the majority of what he said is completely wrong. And you know, if you look at the myths and realities, he's talking about all the myths and none of the realities.
So what are the myths and what are the realities? Nimrod Wiener did not return our calls to his clinic, but his views on childhood immunisation are clear in his speech, which is available to the public online. Referring to his postgraduate training in paediatrics, Mr. Wiener said no vaccine study had ever been done on safety around the world by anyone but a drug company itself. He says vaccine makers grow germs such as the chickenpox virus on human fetus because it's the best medium to grow it on.
Absolutely incorrect. In fact, you know, it's a gross distortion of the reality. There are certainly some viruses grow better on human cells. And so in laboratories that you have these immortal cell lines that are very valuable to pharmaceutical companies for this very reason. So in the 60s, in fact, it's true that the origin of some of these cell lines were aborted fetuses, but that hasn't happened and hasn't happened for over 45 years.
AMA President Steve Hambleton has also dismissed Mr. Nimrod's suggestion that mercury is used in vaccines and is unsafe.
Mercury has not been in any childhood vaccine since the year 2000. It's not hard to find that information out. That is just emotive and incorrect.
This is not the first time that chiropractors have angered the nation's doctors. Last year, the Healthcare Complaints Commission issued a public warning about the anti-vaccination group, the Australian Vaccination Network, of which 128 of its 200 members are registered chiropractors. But John Regars is one Melbourne chiropractor who doesn't support the anti-vaccination message.
This is the major problem for the vast majority of chiropractors who, unfortunately, we all get tarred with the same brush. And the public, unfortunately, believes that all chiropractors adhere to those pseudoscientific beliefs when the vast majority of them provide a worthwhile, beneficial and much-needed service, particularly in the form of treatment for musculoskeletal conditions.
But why are chiropractors moving away from treating back pain and giving advice on childhood vaccines? AMA President Steve Hambleton.
I have no idea. It's a musculoskeletal health profession. They're straying into areas for which they have no training. I don't understand why they would have a position at all other than to say we should support the medical practitioners providing evidence-based care.
Nimrod Wiener is also Vice President of the New South Wales Chiropractors Association of Australia. The association also declined an interview request but released this statement.
The Chiropractors Association of Australia, New South Wales, does not have a policy on vaccinations. Any comments made by individual chiropractors in New South Wales or elsewhere in Australia are the private opinions of those individuals. They do not speak for the association.
That's not good enough.
Steve Hambleton, President of the Australian Medical Association, again.
The chiropractic associations need to have a position on vaccine. They need to say that they have an evidence-based practice. They need to say that they support safety of the public, and it's absolutely clear that vaccines are safe, they're well tested, and they're scientifically based. And so the board of the chiropractors has got to step up and have a public position and inform the population what they're going to do.
Philip Donato is the chairman of the Chiropractic Board of Australia. He says the board will investigate Mr Nimrod if a complaint is lodged.
From what I've heard, there certainly appears as if it's certainly enough there to warrant an investigation.
Mr Donato says the board's code of conduct requires patient safety, ethical conduct and competent services. And he says when it comes to giving advice, there is a requirement for the view to be non-biased and balanced and evidence-based. But he concedes there are some chiropractors who have a strong anti-vaccination stance.
It appears from within the chiropractic profession there is a certain group that are very pro-anti-vaccination, but then there is similarly another group, and I would think the majority of chiropractors who are very pro-vaccination.
Since the mid-20th century, when polio, rubella and measles vaccines were introduced, vaccination for Australian children has become the norm. And AMA President Steve Hambleton says that's a good thing.
Now, there is absolutely no doubt that the risk of disease and death is much higher unless if your children aren't vaccinated.